resilience, resilience, resilience. Sometimes, and this is just another note of reality, sometimes it can be more difficult than at other times to bounce back. And know this, this is so important. As time gets uglier and uglier, worse and worse, and I'm saying time as circumstances that we find ourselves in over the coming years, maybe two or three more decades, four more decades, however long before it's time for the Lord Jesus to return. Times, you know, circumstances are going to get worse and worse and worse, and we're going to have more and more persecution of God's people, and that persecution is going to get uglier and uglier, meaner and meaner, and it is going to be constant. And if we make it a habit of looking only at what's happening on this earth to help us bounce back, a lot of us, even if we maintain our walk with God, we would be a lot sadder than necessary. The key is to remember what God has told us in His Holy Scriptures. Don't just keep looking at the here and the now. Keep looking forward. That's what the Lord Jesus did. Remember, we're told how He despised the cross and the shame of it because He was looking forward. He knew that that was not the end. He knew that that beat, all of the threats that those Pharisees and others were making to try to kill Him, they wanted Him dead. He knew that. He had been knowing they wanted Him dead. And He knew that they would not stop until He was dead. Then as the vicious beatings, nailing His body to a cross, He was fully aware of all of that. All of it. Carrying that cross, the weight of it became too heavy because of what He'd already been through, and He fell. And they put the cross on someone else's back and had that person carry it the rest of the way. This was real. Jesus was also in the moment. He knew what He was going through. Remember, we read in the book of Psalms, He said He could count all His bones, particularly His ribs. He could count them. He was going through something, and He was not one to deny what He was going through. I've shared with you before, that is not biblical faith. To deny what you're going through is not biblical faith. That is not the way the Scriptures teach us to exercise faith in God. The Bible tells us that Jesus suffered. He could count His bones. He talked about how He thirsted while He was on that cross. Never once did He say anything that even hinted that He was in denial. No, I'm not thirsty. No, I'm not hurting. I'm healed. While He was thirsty, He said, I thirst. The psalmist spoke in His behalf, talking about what He was going through physically, the pain that He was going through physically, speaking in Jesus' behalf. Jesus never denied any of that. It was not denied prophetically. When God had one of His prophets speak in advance about what was going to happen, there was no talk about, they're going to break Him up pretty bad, but He's not going to feel it. He's not really going to be broken. He's going to be healed. He'll already be healed. No. Real talk about real life. Real talk about the real world. And in the real world, we hurt. In the real world, we die. In the real world, we are killed. But also in the real world, in God's time, we are healed. In God's time, we are raised back to life. So the key to it is to do what the Lord Jesus did. That's why He told us to do it. You keep looking to the future. You don't ignore the present. You don't pretend that whatever is happening in the present is not happening. No, you just make sure that in addition to being aware of what's happening right now, you also keep looking forward to the future when everything is going to be made much, 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 much better. And remember, there's going to come a time when better is all we're going to have. Best is all we're going to have, because there will be no more drama, because the drama makers, spirits and humans, will be locked away, shut away forever in eternal flames. And since they will have loved torment, they will receive torment for all their eternity. Those of us who love peace, God's peace, will experience peace for all of our eternity in God's presence. No more mess on the earth, because we'll have a new earth. Beautiful, gorgeous, beyond imagination. Keep looking to the future. Don't let your sights be pinned down to the here and now. Make sure that you are also looking to the future. Hebrews chapter 11 talks about some of the saints who really went through something, being persecuted. Some of them persecuted so badly that they had just barely enough clothes, rough clothes to put on their bodies. Some of them lived in holes in the ground. Some of them lived in caves because they couldn't live anywhere else. Some of them barely surviving, not enough food to eat. But they knew that there would be a better time, a better place, a better earth, a better home that would be theirs if they just held in, if they just held on. And God assures us that when our time comes to have our end brought about, and I'm saying our all the way through the Great Tribulation, then we'll all be perfected together, physically perfected. Our spirits, for those of us who will have already gone to heaven, our spirits will already have been perfected. But at the appointed time, when it comes time for the last judgment, bodies will be raised from the graves, from the ground, and those who have loved the Lord will have their bodies perfected and have their bodies reunited to their perfect spirits, their already perfected spirits. Oh, it's going to be sure enough about living then. So keep that in mind. Keep looking forward to our awesome future that God is certainly preparing for us. In the meantime, also see what you can do about getting hold of whatever it is that you can get hold of that will help you bounce back as much as you can bounce back now. Remember, we talked about friends and how they've helped. Make sure you're looking around for true friends. They're very hard to find. There are a lot of people who are so treacherous. All right. But find those who are real. All right, we're still in Acts chapter 28. And remember, we talked about in verse 14 that there were some that when they made it to Regium, they found some brothers who invited them to spend a week with them. And then so we came to Rome. The brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important for us to realize that no matter how strong God has blessed us to be, we all need someone. And Paul, in his great humility, one of his greatest strengths, his humility, acknowledged that he needed to see those faithful men, and he thanked God for them and was encouraged by them.